This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The House convenes this hour to begin deliberation on a single impeachment charge against President Trump, incitement of insurrection, after his supporters attacked the U.S. Capitol building last week. The president's losing some support among Republicans. Congressman John Katko, a New York Republican, said this on the House floor yesterday.
To allow the president of the United States to incite this attack without consequences is a direct threat to the future of this democracy. For this reason, I will vote to impeach this president.
AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani with What Happens Now.
The 45th president is on the verge of becoming the first impeached twice. House Democrats accuse him of inciting an insurrection at the Capitol last week.
We fight like hell.
Saying his own words at a rally showed he egged on supporters who assaulted the building and praised them during the attack. The president showing no remorse.
People thought that what I said was totally appropriate.
And blasted Democrats for moving ahead with impeachment.
Causing tremendous anger and division and pain.
Some House Republicans say they'll vote to impeach, including number three GOP leader Liz Cheney. The House had been urging Vice President Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove the president, but Pence refused, saying it's time to unite. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And a stunning development involving another of President Trump's supporters in Congress. Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell thinks what the president did is impeachable, and he's glad that he's about to be impeached. McConnell reportedly believes dumping President Trump will help the GOP move ahead. It's in the New York Times. Just into as New York City will terminate business contracts with President Trump. The CDC says anybody flying to the U.S. will soon need to show proof of a negative test for COVID-19. This is AP News. There's a new study on who we trust and who we don't and how it's affecting the pandemic. The AP's Charles Ledesma reports.
New research finds waning trust in governments and all types of media is threatening to limit the rollout of coronavirus vaccines around the world. The annual assessment on the state of institutions suggests an infodemic breeds mistrust that could make longer the path out of the pandemic. The survey, conducted by communications firm Edelman, finds the issue of trust particularly relevant in the US. CEO Richard Edelman says the storming of the Capitol building in Washington and the fact that only a third of people are willing to get a COVID-19 vaccine straight away crystallize the dangers of misinformation. Since the middle of 2020, trust has fallen sharply, particularly in the US and China. Charles Diledesma, London.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.